America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's time to preview Sunday night with the Cowboys color analyst Babe Laufenberg here on 105.3 The Fan via the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, Babe. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. And you ready for your trivia question that kind of has no real answer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the Cowboys have gone 18 games without a 100-yard rusher. That's the second longest streak. Denver has gone 21.
Wow.
At the end of the season, will the Cowboys have a 100-yard rusher? Will they break that streak?
At the end of the season?
Yeah, by the end of the season, will they have had a 100-yard rusher?
No.
Oh.
So this is prediction time.
Yeah, kind of.
I'll say no.
I'll say yes, and it will not be a running back.
Oh, wow. Who will it be?
It'll be Dak or CeeDee Lamb.
Dak's going to rush for 100 yards.
It'll be CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee on an end around is going to go for 85, and then they're going to give him just another carry.
What's your guess?
Well, Peyton always has the right answer. Peyton?
Yeah, it's no. There's no way they have one.
It's no. You know, it kind of tells me just by the virtue of these numbers, they're going to have a 100-yard rusher, but I can't tell you who or when or why. You know what the funny thing is? Denver does not have, in addition to not having a 100-yard rusher in 21 games, which is the longest streak, they also don't have a 100-yard receiver in 19, which is double the longest streak there. So Denver has been just woeful offensively.
How fixed do you think the run defense is after the Giant game?
Well, I would have said a lot better if Micah and Tank were playing this weekend.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it's funny, you know, the saying of injury presents opportunity, right? It also gets coaches fired because you don't have your best players out there. And, you know, it's funny, too, Pittsburgh, now they run the ball, obviously. They are tied with Baltimore and New Orleans with the most rushes in the NFL. We saw what happened with Baltimore, New Orleans when they came here.
Yeah.
but they don't run it very well. They're 25th in yards per carry. They average 3.7, but they're pretty determined to run the football. So, you know, the run defense being fixed again, and I don't think you fix it overnight, but two, you know, the loss of Micah and D-Law, that's hard to take.
How do you feel about Davante Adams' talk with two reporters saying the Cowboys aren't going to go there? But what did you think about the possibility? And now what's this offense without Brandon Cooks?
Well, it's always fun to talk about the possibility, right, of different guys.
Yeah.
That's been going on here forever, right? Odell Beckham Jr. was coming and blah, blah, blah. I don't see Davante Adams as being a viable candidate to be here, just like, you know, Amari Cooper talk started. Well, that ain't happening. That doesn't mean Davante Adams won't happen, but I don't see it. You know, Cooper won't happen. I can just tell you.
Why? But,
because he doesn't love football?
Just a whole bunch of reasons, but that ship has sailed. As for Cooks, he's got 9 catches, right? So what are they going to do without Brandon Cooks? Well, they don't throw him the ball, really. And when they do, they give him one route to run, and that's a Harvey route or a hinge route or whatever you want to call it on the outside. How many times have you seen him sit there and run that 12-yard stop, come back, whatever you want to call it, on the outside, and the corner was just sitting on it, draped on it? That's one thing that baffled me a little bit is they run him on the same route about 50% of the time, and the corners know it. They look at film, and they squat on it. They just break up the play. They gave him one little – remember last week they ran a little inside slant to him. I think it was Ferguson was on his side, and he kind of cleared up, and then Brandon Cooks came under. It was a nice 16-yard gain and inside the 10. And but that was about the only time I see him do anything other than just sit there and run a, again, these hinge routes, Harvey routes, whatever you call them, you know, 12, 15-yard stop turnaround. So in answer to your question, he really hasn't been a big part of this offense. So losing him, while you would rather play with him, obviously, and you would hope that he would have done some different things with him, it's not really hurting the production because the production hasn't been there.
Babe, you talk about some of the routes that they're putting Brandon Cooks on and some of the route concepts in general. Everything really kind of underneath, intermediate against the Giants, nothing over 20 yards. Last year, when they went through the first few weeks of the season and the passing game wasn't as dynamic, it felt like a switch flipped around this time last year. Yeah. Do you think that we're going through the same sort of process right now?
You would hope not, Bobby, only because we saw that last year, right, for the first six games, and you said, well, this isn't working. Let's do this. Let's do some more downfield throws. Let's open this thing up a little bit. So you would think you'd say, hey, that works pretty well after 6 weeks in the bye, and we came back and we started lighting it up. So you would hope that you don't say, well, let's do the first thing we did, the thing we did last year for 6 weeks that wasn't really working, and let's do that again. Then we'll wait for the bye. Then we'll go play San Francisco and we'll turn it loose again. So not quite sure about that. Now, one thing about the Giants game, you know, they were, as you guys know, they were all banged up in the secondary. They were out three corners. And so they played a lot of two deep coverage, whether it was, you know, two deep or four across. They were trying to keep everything in front of them and not expose their corners. Now, the bad thing about that was, I mean, they're daring you to run the football, right? And then the Cowboys really didn't run it very effectively. So that was a little bit disheartening in my mind, you know, watching the game, watching the film. The Giants, I think by necessity, played a lot of this, again, too deep, not involving the safety in the run game, and they still did a good job of stopping the run. So that again, that was a little disheartening that when they say, we dare you to run it, and you still aren't really gashing them.
Babe, how different is Fields from what you saw in the game the Bears played him? It played against the Cowboys a couple years ago, where they put up like 30 on the Cowboys and still lost by 20. How different is he?
Yeah. I think he's definitely getting better. I actually watched every throw that he's made this year, and because I did want to see, you know, just how his progression has been, and if you can see anything, you know, on tape. And there's no question he's a little better. Arthur Smith, their offensive coordinator, who, of course, was a head coach in Atlanta, you know, he's a run the ball, play action, boot, so that it's tailor-made for Justin Fields' game. Now, I will say, you know, he is, in my mind, he's a very, very accurate passer when he drops back and knows where he's going with the ball. I mean, if you're open and he has time and he sees it, he's going to hit it. I do think there are times when, you know, he doesn't see the field as well as you'd probably like to. But again, he's a tremendous athlete. We know what he can do running. So he obviously can be a dangerous guy. Now, that said, Pittsburgh scored three touchdowns total.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The first 3 weeks. So it probably isn't going to be a game where you're getting into a shootout. As a matter of fact, I think depending on the defense, of course, I mean, if you can score 20, you can have a good chance to win this game, in my opinion. Now, the X factor is we've not seen this team. We've never seen it really play without Micah. He had COVID 1 year, missed the final game of the season, but we've never seen him play without Micah and D-Law. So I honestly don't know what this defense is going to look like without those two.
Babe, when you look at, again, just jumping back over to the offense and how they're choosing to call things right now, how much of that, we've been kicking around, how much of that is potentially not a lot of trust in two really young offensive linemen, one your blindside protector and one at the center position who's supposed to be making a lot of the checks?
I'm not privy to their meetings, but I don't think that plays a huge part in it. I really don't. You can give your left tackle some help, which they didn't do a ton of against the Giants, obviously. So you can do some things to block them up and get your receivers out into the passing game. So I don't really see it as, oh boy, we're playing away from this guy. I do see him trying to give a little help. Well, here, I see him giving a little help to Tyler Guyton this week. To me, you don't want to lose a guy's confidence, and his confidence has to be pretty shot, right? Between the holds and the sacks. On the same token, you really want to go and double up on the left side when you've got TJ Watt on the right side. So that's going to be an interesting dilemma to watch.
Babe, this feels like danger zone time to me. At Pittsburgh, Detroit, at San Fran, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Texans, Commanders. Do you agree?
I agree 100%, and especially the next three, as you pointed out. You go to Pittsburgh, tough place to play. Then you got Detroit, who you don't think they want a little revenge from last year's game, where they feel like, even though I don't, they feel like they got screwed out of that win. And then you go to San Francisco after the bye. So this three-game stretch, playing, again, without D-Law, maybe without Micah for all three, we'll see what happens there. Who knows? But that's a tough stretch to hit without really your two best defensive players.
Babe, fantastic preview. Have a great trip and a great call Sunday night. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, man. The great Babe Laufenberg on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on DFW Sports Station. Will politics affect your Dallas Mavericks trying to get back to the NBA Finals? Final hour, Thursday edition with Sean and RJ. Yeah.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.